This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, speaking justice and acting justice in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about how we should speak justice and we should act justice in our Islamic lifestyle. So when talking about a Islamic lifestyle, of course, one of the fundamental things and one of the pillars in Islamic lifestyle and in Islam, of course, is justice. Now, of course, justice, one of the definitions of justice is said to be to put a thing in the place where it is supposed to be. And so that is being just. And then, of course, injustice would be putting something in a place where it's not supposed to be. And this is a very beautiful conceptual statement that can apply to very many different things. But here we're talking about justice in this general sense, you know, of being just, of putting things where they're supposed to be and acting justly and according to the laws of the Almighty Allah. Now, we find that sometimes we have a tendency to speak about justice, but we don't act upon that justice. And this is why we chose the subject of the program today, that in our Islamic lifestyle, yes, we should speak justice, but just as important as speaking justice and talking about justice and discussing justice and promoting justice, we also need to act upon justice, meaning we need to be just ourselves, our behaviors, our talking, our actions, you know, our conversations, our dialogues, our reactions to other people, and overall, our Islamic lifestyle must be just. And so it is only then when our speaking involves and inculcates and encompasses justice, and when our actions and behaviors encompass justice, do we find this balance which leads to good results, which we'll talk about in the next segment. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about speaking justice and acting justice in our Islamic lifestyle. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about how we have a tendency to speak about justice and we should encourage and promote justice. But what we have to do at the same time is to act upon that justice and to be just ourselves. Now, the positive results of this, of course, is spiritual development and being able to live that Islamic lifestyle, that blessed, pure lifestyle that we are all trying to live. Another one of the positive aspects, of course, is that, you know, our chances of going to paradise become higher. Of course, the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah also increases because we are acting upon what we know, we are acting upon what we are encouraging and promoting. And finally, it's very interesting, in one of the traditions we find that one of the people who will be the most regretful on the Day of Judgment is an individual who spoke about justice, but in their actions, they acted contrary to justice. And in the tradition, it continues, it says that this individual who acts with injustice will become even worse when they act with injustice against other people. So they speak about justice, but when it comes to other people and themselves and the people around them, they act with injustice. And so, of course, this is one of the individuals, as we said, who will be the most regretful on the Day of Judgment. So this is, again, one of the negative aspects of speaking justice but not acting with justice. So as a part of our Islamic lifestyle, we're going to have to try our very level best to not only speak about justice but also to act with justice with ourselves and with others.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.